Okay, so on the call today we have Leslie Cowley, Stephen Deerhage, Ben Fuller, David McCauley, Eduardo Santoyo, Katrina Sataki, Rihanna Tasic, and from staff we have Bart Boswinkel and Christina Nordstrom, and we have apologies for this call from Dejan Djukic.
And also from Alejandra, she wrote that she most probably will not be able to join because she's traveling.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start then. First, thanks a lot for joining the call. And, I hope you did see the work plan. I'll call it work plan. Work plan I sent earlier, to after our last call 2 weeks ago. So we have now teams. We have some deadlines for actions. The first draft, the first review, when members of the team fill in review forms and read the particular guideline. Second, when we have the first draft, so when we start rewriting, if it's necessary, start rewriting guidelines and share the first draft. Somebody takes the lead and share the first draft with the group. And then we have present the results of teamwork to the rest of the working group. And we do some fine-tuning. And then we release the final draft, which will be presented to the CCNSO Council together with all other documents. Any comments on that? So I didn't receive any objections from you via email. Oh, Alejandra did join us. That's great. Hello, Alejandra. So, any comments on the timeline and team composition?
Katrina, this is Eduardo.
Yes, Eduardo.
Can you hear me? Okay, thank you. No, just a very small comment.
No, I cannot.
On the timeline. It is, we have the CCNS statement scheduled for the next 4th of September. I'm asking if it's possible to have 1 week more for this, because these days have been very crazy for me, and I won't be able to share or to be coming from the team. So I would be happy if he can use 1 week for more for this. Sorry?
It's actually, I think the...
Katrina, you're breaking up.
Yes, we're not here.
She's not normally this quiet.
Yeah.
No.
It means a yes or a not.
Do you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Do you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Good. Yes. Wait. Yeah, well, of course we will grant another week. But what can we do? We're not going to... I don't know. There's no one. Yes, of course we will grant you another week. And actually now when Bart is back, there's something we could discuss about this particular guideline. Bart, you were not here on the during the last call. I mentioned that now when we have reworked the work plan.
Yeah.
I think if you could have a look at this statement thing, and I think we should
Well, it must reflect the work plan and the work of triage committee.
Good.
Yes, what I'll do is...
At this moment, it says that...
What I'll do is I'll review, the CC&SO statement, etc., in light of the changes to and the agreed changes to the work plan and triage committee. And if I understand it correctly, one of the issues was should or could the triage committee raise the need for a council or CC&SO statement, need to align the terminology and have a look at the timelines, etc. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. Okay, that's good. Leslie also has issues with timing. I wasn't very generous. I expected you to object, but I just thought that now when the group is big, everybody expects us to work really, really quickly. I understand it's not entirely realistic. So please, Eduardo, Leslie, could you please send me your proposal for timeline? Okay, that's...
I do.
And actually, Eduardo, in your case, I think we should work very hard with Bart. Bart will have a look at that particular guideline. So, next question, especially to the new members. Did you have time to have a look at our two guideline drafts? And any comments on that, on them?
Well, can I make one comment? You know, I think one of the things we're trying to do here is make it easier for non-native English speakers to understand. And, you know, some of these sentences are a bit complicated. And I think we would be well served if we go through this, or, you know, somebody goes through this and tries to sort of simplify the sentence structure and the, you know, as much as possible, so that someone who doesn't speak English well can at least sit down and get a good sense of what it's doing using things like, you know, the prompt, you know, Google Translate and stuff like that.
Yes, this is a very good suggestion, which, again, should it be... I'd say it should be a native speaker will try to make it easier. But on the other hand, native speaker does understand English without it being simplified. So any suggestions who could take the lead and actually read and make sentences simpler, easier to understand?
Well, I am a native English speaker,
yes, David.
And I also, you know, I've worked in development for much of the last 30 years, so I've spent a fair amount of time taking projects and research and other things and putting them into language that non-English speakers or people who don't know English very well, you know, make it easier for them to understand. So I've got some skills in that area. I could try to do as much as I can.
Thank you. That's excellent. So if you could help us with this, it would be really, really great. So
Okay. Can
you start with these two guidelines? I sent them yesterday as well. And just make them simple and easy.
And I believe, sorry, this is Eduardo again. And I believe this. I'm, of course, I'm not English speaker native. I'm Spanish speaking native. But I believe that it is important too to have a review from people like me. People from, we are not native on the English speaking language. And having within the team, probably we could have an special review just in terms of the language used from Alejandra, from Margarita and myself in the case of Spanish native speakers. But it would be great if we have on the team or if we have access to other native languages speakers as French or Asian or something like that in order to be sure everyone understands what is the language and the rules. So it is in complement of the, of course, the previous proposal to have to take care and to use a language that's more easier to understand to many of the people. But another one could be to have an additional review in every team or after the process on the team for non-English speakers.
No, that's very important.
Okay, thank you, Eduardo. Yes, David, please know that Mirjana also volunteered to help you, so could you please work together with her?
Yes, I volunteered.
She's not a native speaker. Serve as your test, if you succeeded.
Yes.
And I agree, completely agree with Leslie. Please use the track changes. And here actually come to another important issue. Alejandra proposed to work with Google Docs. So who is, who has used Google Docs before? Yes, Alejandra, I'm not surprised. Okay, Alejandra, Eduardo, Mirjana. That's good. I think that, well, personally, I've never used it before, but I tried to follow Alejandra's guidance, and I think I succeeded. It's not difficult if you've used the word. So, okay, David has experienced it and wasn't happy about it, and Stephen is still fighting with it. Well, I think let's try. Let's give it a try and see how it works. Of course, it's up to the team to decide how to collaborate. But if it works, it's great. So, okay, we agreed on this one. Next, some progress about on current guidelines. First was the guideline CCNSO meetings. Daniel reviewed it in June, and current guideline is really very strange. It looks like it mixes up general meeting with council meeting. Not very clear what's going on there. Gabby and I, we tried to make a first draft and sent it to our team. I haven't checked today, but yesterday I did not see any comments from my team. Anyone who's on the call, any comments on this guideline CCNSO meeting? Okay, did anyone have a chance to have a look at it?
No.
No. Okay, at least you're honest. Okay, thank you.
Again, this is something I'll ask. Alejandra, I did not see any comments, actually. I saw that you worked on the document, but I didn't see comments, unless you posted it. Well, I think I looked at it about 20 hours ago. So if you posted them between this time frame, then within this time frame, then sorry, I did not see them. But in any case, I would like, I'm really happy that Bart is back. So Bart, this is another guideline we need you to work on. Could you please have a look? Well, I think you're not very happy about Google Doc, but maybe you could give it a try. It would be really great.
Katrina, this is Bart. So what I say, of course, no problem looking at it. May I suggest that, say the people in the sub team first have a look at it and send their comments over the next couple of days, so we have a overview of any of comments, if any, from say from the members, and based on that we start working on a revised draft and send it before the weekend in 2 weeks to the list to be discussed by the full group.
Yes, it is fine with me. I hope that other people on our team will find time to have a look. Please do that by Friday, and then next week we'll start by, you know, giving shape, try to finalize the document to send it to the rest of the working group, especially to David and Jana to have it rewritten to plain English. Okay, agreed?
Okay.
Yep, okay, thank you. Next one is guideline roles and responsibilities. Leslie already asked for some extra time for that. I am on the team, but I haven't filled in this review form I'm on holiday. But I did read it, and I'm not sure I read the right one. It's in on the CCNSO website. Under archives. But I used the same link that you, Bart, provided when we just started. And it did not look like a
Katrina,
guideline.
Katrina, can I make a couple comments?
Yes, sure.
Hi, it's David McCauley speaking. And again, I'm new to the group and so happy. Again, I express my thanks to being included. I have taken a look at the assignment of roles and responsibilities that was linked to the link that is in the our work page. And I also think, like some of the others, that some wordsmithing would be well done. It was a one page. I thought it made sense, but I would be happy to try and restate it and send it to Bart, and it, you know, just to clear up and clean up a few of the sort of non sequiturs language wise and things like that. And I'll if it's okay, I'll try and do that in Word while I'm still learning Google Docs. Send something to Bart showing what the original was and what the changes I'm suggesting are. But there was a reference in it to Annex A, and I didn't find Annex A. I looked around, but I couldn't find it. And so my question, I guess, to Bart or Christina is, do you know what Annex A is? Is there any way to sort of get that to us?
I'll get it to you, and let me check again. It's been a long time ago.
Wait. Yes, wait a minute. This guideline, roles and responsibilities, is assigned to the team, and the team leader is Leslie. So therefore, please, if you do any activities, please discuss it with Leslie first.
Okay, my mistake. Thank you.
Yes, I absolutely agree with David. It was a strange document. It looked like more like minutes to me than a guideline. And I couldn't find this, I couldn't find Annex A either. But as I mentioned, this document is under archived section of the CCPA guidelines, the page. So there are other roles and responsibilities files there, but they look like Excel tables with exact assignments of roles and responsibilities. They look like potential annexes, but it's not very simple. Leslie, please.
Thanks, Katrina. I would just request that if we could action BART, we're sending myself and the other members of the subgroup what is a current version, just so we check we're all working from the same starting point. And my recollection is it doesn't look a bit like a guideline at all. So, but if we just ensure we're working from the same starting point, that would be really helpful. Because I think, first of all, we will need to turn it into a guideline before looking at the wordsmithing. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. So, Bart, please have a look at the link. You can use this initial document that you compiled, or maybe it's easier just use the last one I sent with the Teams and... off all the guidelines, you have to have a look at.
Will do, Katrina.
Thank you very much. Now I'm sure that you can't wait for next holiday, that you already have a pile of work in front of you. Okay, so... yes, Stephen noted about this nominating committee thing, the current guideline. We, my schedule is currently scheduled for the first review in September, but I completely agree with Stephen. We have to, if we start, when we start working on this guideline, we'll have to discuss it, and perhaps since we try to capture the current practice, we'll have to rewrite this guideline completely, or perhaps ask the council for any guidance here on which way to proceed. So, any other comments about the work? What's the current status of guidelines?
Leslie has her hand up, Katrina.
I think that's the old one. Yes, my suspicions were right. Okay, so if there are no comments, I'll try to summarize. We have pushed everything towards BART. So BART will review guidelines for technical meetings. We'll try to locate the right guideline roles and responsibilities. Also, we'll have a look at this guideline on statements. Then we have David and Mirjana who volunteered to make guidelines more human and not so, well, not so complicated, make them easier and easy, clearer and easier to understand. And, yes, please also have in the note that Stephen raised the issue with NOMCOM guidelines. We have to, we'll have to discuss it, and then before we start working on it, we need to understand which way to proceed. Anything else? Okay, David, please.
Thanks, Katrina. It's David McCauley. I just wanted to clear up some potential confusion is on the redrafting of the documents to make them more readable. that's not me that's doing that. Is that correct?
No, that was me. Ben.
Okay. Thanks, Ben.
The other Marcan speaker.
Apologies. By now I know your voices.
Sorry, I lost you for a couple of seconds because of my home Wi-Fi. But now I'm back, and I, as far as I understand, you've solved the issue that David raised, right?
Yep.
Okay. Good. Regarding the next meeting, as we discussed last time, we try to have them to have bi-weekly calls. But unfortunately, on 7th of September, I will be traveling. Will you have a call? Will you have a call without me, or we can schedule it for 14th September? Okay, I lost it this way. Do you object if we have our next call? If we have our next call on 14th September?
Works for me. This is Stephen.
It's okay for Ben.
Works for me, David McCauley.
For Stephen too. For Leslie too. For David, good. Eduardo, so we have it on 14 September, same time. Okay, thank you. Any other business, and David? David, I think that's your end. If it's not, please.
I'm sorry.
Up.
I'm sorry, Katrina. What was that? It's David McCauley.
Yeah, David, you raised your hand. Are there any issues?
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. I meant to pull that down. My mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. My Wi-Fi is crappy. So if there's no any other business, I think we will. Yes, Eduardo, you can. It's morning in your side of the world, isn't it? Oh, you're going to bed. Okay. Enjoy your morning nap. So, okay, anyway, thank you very much for joining. And I remind my team, the team who is on reviewing CSNSL meeting guidelines, please give your input by Friday so that we could start shaping up this guideline for us in our group to read. Thank you, Stephen. I really hope that you... I know how busy you all are. I'm not, because I'm enjoying my holiday. So I know that you...
Katrina, I'm done with my holiday, so I have no excuse. I will look at it this week, I promise.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So thanks a lot for joining, and let's continue with our good work. Thank you, and
see you in
3 weeks. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.